Hey guys, this is the TL Podcast. I'm Elliot.
This is Joe.
And this is Ben, and this is episode 3. Okay, so we said we wanted to start off episode 3 with talking about phobia or childhood phobias. So, I have a childhood phobia. I'm going to be the scary storyteller again.
Oh my god.
We should just do this podcast around a campfire at this point.
I swear, yeah, the crackling of the
basically
some s'mores.
Yeah. So when I was younger, I had a really big fear of Chucky. I don't know if you guys remember that movie. For anyone who doesn't, it's about this doll that like a serial killer soul gets like inside of it. And he starts, like, killing people. He, like, becomes, like, the kid in the house's toy. And then, like, you know, he kills the dog. Then he kills the mom. Then he kills the dad.
Spoilers.
And then the kid... And then, like, the kid, like, kills him. I don't know. Each one is different.
Chucky is a fucking legend, all right? Chucky is...
I like him because he's hilarious, yeah. That's the thing with scary movies, is that it's such... It was a waste because I used to be so scared of horror movies. Like, oh, the one that got me was Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
When I was a kid, my dad told me about it, and it was like, oh, Nightmare on Elm Street. And I was like, oh, what's that about? And he's like, so this guy with knives on his hands goes into people's dreams and he kills you. And I'm like, no, I can't go to sleep now. Thank you.
I used to look behind my bed.
I used to look behind everything.
I used to look everywhere. Whenever I would come up, you know, in the dark, I would always be running up the stairs and shit. I'm sure everybody's done it.
Now, I got the biggest one no one will ever admit. When you walked into your bathroom and you checked behind the curtains. That one's the biggest one no one's willing to admit.
I don't have shower curtains, so this doesn't apply.
Yeah, I didn't have shower curtains either.
Oh my god, I used to just be like, you know what? I know he's not there, but it's better safe than sorry. So I was like, you know what? It takes me 2 seconds. Let me just check real quick. I was like, oh no, we good.
I'll tell you the worst thing. The worst thing is when you're in the shower, right? And you're doing your hair, right? And the water goes in your face. You got to close your eyes. And you just feel like you hear someone get in the shower with you while your eyes are closed. And you're just like so eager to open them up quick. And
I know exactly the feeling.
The
anxiety is so awful.
That never happened to me.
Bro, I used to think that like...
I guess it
like,
just affects non-curtain like... users.
Yeah.
Because you can hear the curtain.
So like...
Yep.
So, like, I used to think that, like, blood was, like, gonna be, like, or blood or, like, mud or, like, spiders was, like, gonna come down
that
on me from,
in,
like, the shower.
That happened in Billy and Mandy.
Yeah, Billy and Mandy.
Remember
that's probably
that?
Where I got
that
it.
In so
that's probably
long.
Where I got
that,
it from.
That was Fred Fred Burger. Oh, my God. Remember that? I can't believe I just
I'm
did
gonna
that
be the keeper of the Reaper. Or the Reaper.
Mandy is such a mood, let me tell you.
Oh, wow. I used to think we were not going to turn out like her, and we all did. We all turned out to be more like Mandy.
We all started off as Billy.
We all started off with Billy, and we ended as Mandy.
Yeah.
Wow, so true. Can't we all just be like more like Fred Fred Burger?
Yeah, Fred Fred Burger was the shit, bro. Elliot, what were you afraid of as a kid?
Me? I was, besides like horror movies, oh, I'm dead scared of spiders. I have that arachnophobia. Yeah, like big time. I know how it started. I know the exact day and the exact how it happened. I'm eating a waffle on like a Sunday morning. My dad brings me a waffle. And I'm eating it. I'm so happy. I'm like, this waffle's so delicious. And I'm looking at the waffle as I put it in my mouth. And I see something staring back at me. And I'm like, what the hell is this? A spider... Oh, jumped down from a web that it was like coming down from, and it landed on my waffle and it was looking at me, and I got so freaked out from that one moment.
That's great.
That I will never, that's literally branded in my memory. I can never forget that.
Every time Elliot eats a waffle, he like checks his back. He's like,
no, it's not even the waffle. I don't care about the waffle. I love waffles. I eat them.
Spiders.
I'm not scared. It's spiders.
I have like zero fear of spiders. It's not a thing to me. Like I see a bug, it's not a big deal at all.
The Instagram videos too. You ever see these people that shove them in their mouths and then they let them come out in a video and it's like, no. Oh my God. And you, for, like the videos are.
I would never do that because it's disgusting. Yeah, it's pretty deceiving. I would never, ever, ever put bugs in my mouth because I just feel like it's nasty. Once I was in the car and I was going to drive my sister somewhere and I'm about to pull out and I'm about to start driving and all of a sudden, like out of my peripherals, I just see a big ass spider like in a web, like in the car coming down on me. Like he was about to like fall on my shirt. So I just like casually parked, just opened the door, undid my seatbelt, like skirted right out the fucking car. And I just pulled out a tissue and I squashed that motherfucker. I was just, nope, die. That's it.
That happened to me last summer. We were driving in, thank God we were driving in like, what was it? Yeah. It was like a one-way road that was like a dead end, so no one was on the road. But all of a sudden, I'm chilling, my window's open, I'm listening to some Avicii, and like all of a sudden, and the car is packed with like four different people. All of a sudden, this beetle or fly or bee or whatever flies right into the car, and then it like smacks me across the face while I'm driving, and I'm like, whether it's a spider or whatever, I don't phase while I'm driving. So it's like, even if it was a spider, I would like be able to will myself to not care about the phobia for like a minute. I don't know whether like maybe it's not even a phobia if I could do that, but I'm able to while I'm driving because it's like I don't want to die. So it hits me and I'm like, oh, it left the car. Then like 3 minutes later, it hits me again and I notice it's like chilling on me or whatever. So I'm like, I calmly just pull over in the middle of the street. There was no cars on either side. We all jumped out of the car. Like five different Holy people shit. Came over to see what was up. Turns out it flew into the cup holder and I had to somehow grab it. I grabbed it with like my hands. I would never do this ever. And somehow I mustered up enough like manhood to like grab this bug, and I grabbed it, I tossed it out. I was like, I need sanitizer now. My God. I was so freaked out.
I'm getting like goosebumps from here.
I'm very used to killing centipedes and stuff. I guess it's a very Mandy trait of me. It's a very Mandy trait with the spiders, also.
Very Mandy.
You remember that episode with the spiders?
No,
she did not give no fucks. She would just go ham on them spiders, bro.
She used the magnify glass to, like, burn the ants and shit, I remember.
Oh, my God.
You know that, like, casual thing?
I think I tried that once as a kid, and then I felt bad just for trying it. And I was like, I can't do that.
You're a bad person. You're a murderer.
No, I didn't. Murder. I was like...
I might have tried murder.
I'm looking at myself doing it, and I'm like, nah, I'm that evil guy from Toy Story if I go through with this.
The skull kid, yeah, the skull or the ant. The shirt. Okay.
Or the Ants movie. Remember Ants? Do you remember Ants?
No.
It was like a Woody Allen movie.
Was it?
It's about like a... No, the Ampley. The Ampley.
Nah, but I could never just magnify like an ant. I tried and then I was like, nope.
Magnifying the ants was definitely not my jam. Nope.
No, I just couldn't figure it out. I wanted to do it. I just couldn't figure out how to like do it.
No, I think I figured it out too. And that was like, it was crazy because I figured it out and I had my lineup like I was about to. And I was like, nah, nope. And I swerved it away. That ant was like, I don't even know if that ant knew he lived because of that.
So speaking about insects, I mean, it's not an insect, but it's a reptile. So I don't know why I just connected those, but...
I'm not even going to lie cares? To you. I always felt like insects and yeah, reptiles like, were very close.
Yeah, because they're both, why. Like, they're both creepy, crawly, and they're both, like, you know...
Yeah, I think that's
like,
it.
You'll like, if you have an ant on you, you'll freak out. And if you have, like, a lizard on you, you'll freak out. At least I will. I was once on the train. And I saw this guy, and he had, like, this snake around his neck. And I was like... I was with my cousin at the time, so I was like, yo, is that real or not? And, like, we were both, like, you know, sort of, like, talking about that. And then I go over to the guy, and I'm like, yo, is your snake real? And he's like, you want to touch it? And I'm like, originally, I was terrified. I did not want to touch it. After we were talking for a little bit, he's basically like the snake breeder. I don't know if he did it legally or illegally. Sorry, dude, if I got you busted just now.
Oh, shit.
But FBI, open up.
I'm sure they're going to find him based off of this podcast.
But anyway, he breeds snakes and he sells them. And he said he would go, he goes on the subway a lot. And he just wears the snake around him and, like, uses it to sometimes pick up girls, uses it to fuck around with people, and he just has fun with it. Like, before he sells the snakes. And then he's like, you want to wear the snake? And I'm like, okay. He's like, don't worry, it's not poisonous or shit.
Holy shit.
So he puts the snake around me, and the snake's wrapped around me, like, you know, like this crazy scarf. And then he's like, wait a second. He's like, you don't have to be anywhere, right? I'm like, why? He's like, you may be stuck for like an hour or two. Nothing's gonna happen to you, but it'll be fine. And I start freaking out. and then this guy starts cracking the fuck up. He's like, yeah, no, I'm just fucking with you.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's great.
Oh yeah. Man. I don't think anything that weird has happened to me. Oh my god. Oh, one time I was on, you were on the train, right?
Yeah.
I was on the train. Yeah, a lot of weird stuff happens on the train.
Yeah, that's where all the weird shit happens.
I was on the train. I saw a dead
person on the train.
No, you didn't.
I saw. Yeah, I did.
Is
I
that
saw
with
a dead
me?
Person. No, I had.
Where the guy was laying on the floor?
No, I think with us, I think that might have been like we thought he was dead, or we weren't sure, and like we wanted to call somebody.
Oh yes.
This time the guy was like confirmed dead. Everyone had to like evacuate the train and shit. It was like really scary. Yeah.
That's actually crazy. The stuff you see on the metro in New York is crazy.
You'll never see it anywhere else in the world.
That's wild. The subway's wild.
I remember we were on the train once early and this crackhead came through the middle of the, you know, he was passing carts while the train was still moving.
Yeah.
And he comes in, he has like, he picks up like this pink hat, this girl's pink hat, and he's like fucked up. And he looks at us and he's like, eh? I'm like, yo, looks good.
I remember that.
Yeah, you remember that shit?
And
that
he guy just was walked just, outside, no?
Yeah, he just kept walking. You see people like that all the time on the subway.
On the way to work one time, somebody came over to me and he's like, I was listening to music and so I'm a little weird on the subway. While I'm on the way to work, I just listen to my music and I lip sync to myself too, because it's like I don't care about anyone else's issues on the train except my own. So I lip sync to myself, and this guy comes over to me while I'm, you know, jamming, and he goes, excuse me, and he's like motioning to take my headphones off. So I'm like, okay, what's up? He's like, so I just left this Jordan Belford seminar, and he told people to start striking up conversations with random people. So that's you. I'm like, nice to meet you. I'm like, I picked the right guy because I'm down to have a whole conversation. I got 45 minutes, man. So he starts talking to me. He's like, yeah, so he's taught me how to, like, I've left my job and he's taught me how to continue with making money and stuff like that and how to go on. And he's like just going on and on and on about like all these like just social things he does to help make himself feel bad. I'm like, cool, man. I don't know. For 45 minutes, he's just yapping on. Hey, do you have a Facebook? Let me follow your Facebook. Let's be friends. I'm like, I don't know about that.
Yeah. I don't know about that. Adding random men on the subway isn't fun. Random guys that come up to you that tell you that they just came from a seminar, not really on my interest of future friends list.
He's like, you know, I have connects for whatever you do. I'm like, bro, you don't even know what I do. Like, I could be a violinist. Like, you're gonna tell me you have connections for that stuff? Like,
is this before or after The Wolf of Wall Street? Like, you saw
This was, like, way after. I mean, come on. He's definitely, these people are definitely going to them because they watch Wolf of Wall Street, you know?
Yeah.
Why? he literally went to jail.
No, but there's, listen, I gotta say, like, some of the tactics he probably has in his knowledge and like his tool book are probably worth knowing, you know?
Yeah, the guy was master at just convincing people to do shit, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. That's what it is. I mean, did he let it run his life and kind of screwed him over in the end? Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, but there's, you know, take everything with a grain of salt is what I say.
Yeah, that's fair.
But that's crazy.
Okay.
Crazy. I don't know. I've had so many weird interactions on the train. That's probably, as funny as it is and as weird as it was, that's probably the lighter of them.
Oh, we've definitely all had really bad ones. I remember going to work. I went to work this past week. And the first time that I was going to, that I was going past the train station, I just see this homeless guy, and he just starts to take a piss. He just starts to take a piss right there, right outside of the subway on E16.
As you do.
Yeah.
as one does.
Yeah. When in doubt.
Why not?
Yeah.
That reminds me, actually, all three of us saw this one time. It was like 2 a.m, we were getting on the train, and we're with, what's her name? We're with Lauren, and
yeah.
All of a sudden the door opens, this guy's got his whole full frontal out, and I see it, and nobody else did, but like he turned away quick. He had money out too, and there were other people on the train. And
Lauren got really excited. That she,
yeah, she was like really like excited about this real New York experience. And I was like, this is very real and I'm leaving. So guys, that's been a great episode.
Yeah.
This has been the TO Podcast. I'm Elliot.
This is Joe.
And I'm Ben, and this is episode 3.
By the way, guys, don't forget to give us 5 stars and subscribe if you like this podcast. You know, it helps out a lot. And thank you for your time.